Well, the story dominating the headlines, obviously, for the last few days and a couple of weeks, Tyree Nichols, of course, pummeled, just absolutely pummeled by at least five officers. I think seven now have been relieved of their jobs. Some EMT workers also relieved, a couple of firefighters, a total mess for Memphis, Tennessee, as they try to sort out what happened. Alice Johnson was a primetime speaker at the RNC convention in 2020, and her powerful story was a catalyst for President Trump's first STEP Act, the most significant criminal justice legislation in recent history. You probably remember Alice. She joins me now. Alice, you were a headline. You were a major national story for a while and a very important life-changing bit of legislation. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Yeah, you had been sentenced, for those that don't remember, you had a life sentence for a nonviolent drug trafficking conviction commuted by President Donald Trump. Now, you're in Memphis. You live in Memphis, in that area. And you just have to be as appalled as all of us at what we have seen. The video, look, there's five officers there. How they couldn't restrain that man, that's confusing to me. But then it almost turned into what looked like sport for them. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm still sickened by the whole thing. I think we're still trying to recover. Yesterday brought some closure with the funeral, but there's still so much work to be done. The investigation is ongoing, and I'm very shocked at how many people were around and no one intervened to help him. Because he's really not a big man. He was only, I think, about 150 pounds, suffering with Crohn's disease, over 6 feet tall. And from all accounts, everyone who I've talked to on the ground talks about what a peaceful young man he was.
You know, you just mentioned something that comes to mind about how everybody just stood and watched and didn't intervene. Well, that's kind of the attitude these days. It's kind of this, I don't know, people stand around with cell phones and take videos instead of intervening to help somebody who's being beaten or robbed or injured or whatever it might be. Seems like an extension of what we're seeing all over this, well, all over the world anymore, Alice. That's what's kind of disappointing, I guess.
It's very disappointing. I don't even know what's happened to just the hearts of humanity. I guess people are afraid to step in because then you don't know if you're going to be the subject of a gang attacking you also. On that day, those who were elected to serve and protect us, they became the criminals. They became the gang. And that's what's so hard to digest, that, you know, that something like that is even possible. I've never even heard of anything like that happening in Memphis. So it's just, I think we're all still in shock. We're going through the stages of grief. And now we're setting in as a community, and we know we've got to heal. You know, we're very, very thankful, Steve, for those who came and peacefully protested, but we are going to keep it like that. We're not going to allow Memphis to go up in flames.
Well, Memphis did keep its temper, but you know what concerns me, Alice? We've had several years now, dating back to Barack Obama's time in the White House. Police have been targeted. Defund the police have been targeted. I remember when five Dallas police officers were shot and killed during a Black Lives Matter get-together of some fashion a number of years ago, just horrible things. So we have this pushback against policing in America, I think, is incredibly misguided. But then you see something like this, which is completely out of control, should never have happened. Tyree Nichols should never have died that day. How do we find common ground? How do we find criminal justice reform that makes sense, especially in cities like Memphis or any other metropolitan area in this country?
Well, I can tell you, see, I'm certainly not for defunding the police. We need police in Memphis now more than ever, right? But we need good police. The good police need to step up, because you're not hearing the stories about the good police. We can have, I'm going to say isolated. This is something I've never heard of before, but The fear, I think, with police is that now they're going to be targeted. It's going to be harder to attract people, good officers, into law enforcement. So I'm really hoping that the good police will stand up and help really repair the trust that has been broken in Memphis. I truly believe that community policing is one of the answers. I'm not trying to go back to the good old days, but I remember when police were out in our community, they were walking the beat. Both my sister and my brother-in-law, got a nephew-in-law, two nephews in law enforcement, but they retired after 30-some years on the force, both my sister and my brother-in-law. And I remember that they had to get out of their car and actually walk through the neighborhoods for an hour of their shift just so that they could have that comfort.
Right.
They could get to know people in the communities. We don't have that anymore. I don't know what kind of training they're receiving now.
That's a
but
good
it
question.
Seems like...
Yeah, the car change is a good question, but here's something else I want to ask you. Because the police chief there, C.J. Davis, she came out and said, look, this has nothing to do with racism and so forth. Man, did she get blowback for that? Because I look at this, I don't see what racism has to do with this. I see a vicious attack on a group of people against another human being. I don't know why. Like I said, it almost looked like a sporting event. It turned into this mob rule mentality sort of a thing, and it just went completely off the rails. I don't know that racism has anything to do with anything that I've seen here in Memphis in the last number of days. What do you say about C.J. Davis suggesting that?
Well, C.J. Davis, I've got so much respect for her leadership. She acted quickly, and that helped diffuse a lot of potential violence. And she's been very, very transparent about what she's doing, and she's going after anyone who's been involved in this. I really hate using, throwing that out for everything that happened, racism. But there is a culture. There is a culture in policing that does, we have to, face what it is. Young black men are more targeted. I'm not going to call that incident racism. That was, I don't want to call them thugs, but that was pretty graphic to show people just out of control. I've been hearing reports, Steve, from just, my head, my ears to the ground because I'm right here in this community and people will talk to me and tell me things that they don't really may not get on TV and talk about. But I've heard that a couple of the young men, especially one of them who was involved, he's heartbroken of how it escalated and he became a part of something that he's never been a part of in his entire life. And now his life and his family's life, because it don't just impact him, it's impacted his family. So you can sit back and you think about what happened. It was like a beast. Like beast came out. Something happened. I don't know if you call it that gang mentality when you start getting involved in something and then you come back to your sanity, but it's too late.
We can't bring Tyree back. Alice, that's a good description. It's exactly what we witnessed because it went just off the rails. And unfortunately, Tyree Nichols paid with his life. Alice Johnson, congratulations for your new life of freedom. It's been a few years now, but it looks like you're making the most of it and speaking up on important issues. So thank you for being here, and best wishes for you and all of Memphis.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you. Keep us in your prayers.
Greatly appreciate you being here. Alice Johnson, her sentence commuted by Donald Trump. Her lifetime sentence for a nonviolent drug conviction. You remember her, of course. And somebody who cares deeply about her community of Memphis. And we do hope Memphis can find its way back and get the answers it needs. I'll take a break on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills.
In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.